5. Can history education be free from bias? I do not believe history education can ever be free from bias. Let me explain. First, it's not possible for any history book or teacher to cover all of history, which means only certain persons and events can be covered. Moreover, much of history is lost, forgotten, or simply ignored. The important points of history covered in books or the classroom are selected according to the writer's or teacher's worldview. Second, there is a quotation that expresses another common bias, which is, history is written by the victors. The winners of wars and the major world powers have the greatest influence on how such things as war are recorded. Yet even the losers of wars may create their own versions of the events. Textbook accounts of a war are different according to the country, often showing their own nation in a more positive light. Finally, individuals naturally view past events differently. Let's consider the case of witnesses to a crime. Even if a lot of people witness the same crime, they can only see and hear what happened from their perspectives. When you take something as complex as world events and leaders, accounts will naturally be different according to the person telling the story. For these reasons, I feel that historians should disclose the natural limitations and biases of their historical accounts.